After an 8-month occupation, residents have flooded the streets here in Kherson City to welcome Ukrainian forces. Greetings from Kherson, this Ukrainian soldier shouts while surrounded by enthusiastic crowds. We endured, we waited, people cry to him. The soldier then takes out the Ukrainian flag sign attached to his helmet and gives it to an infant, saying, "For our future." The United States has declared the Russian retreat in the strategic city of Kherson an extraordinary victory for Ukraine, which Russia invaded on February 24th. Kiev says it also established control in over 60 settlements in the Kherson region. Moscow says about 30,000 Russian troops have been pulled out of the area from the west bank of the Dnipro River, although those figures have not been independently verified. Yet former U.S. Army General and CIA Director David Petraeus cautions that the war seems far from over.
Neither side, I don't think at this point, is at all inclined to negotiate. Each side thinks that it is going to prevail over time. And so I think we're in for many more months of very tough fighting, noting that I think Russia is in a very difficult position, a very dire situation where Ukraine, a country less than one-third their size and without all of the energy and mineral wealth that Russia has managed to build an army that is bigger and more capable than Russian forces on Ukrainian soil, obviously with enormous help from the United States and the Western world.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has also acknowledged that stabilization measures are still being carried out in the area. He noted that before they fled, Russian forces destroyed all of Kherson's critical infrastructures, including communications, water, heat, and electricity supplies. In addition, Kiev remains concerned that not all Russian troops withdrew from the area. Reports have emerged of some Russian troops being left behind and changing into civilian clothes or drowning trying to escape. Ukraine's defense ministry urged Russian soldiers to surrender to stay alive, saying their commanders had abandoned them. However, after brief celebrations, Ukrainian soldiers prepared for more battles in this brutal war. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.